Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
I feel the master. I feel them. Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready?
On this wonderful Wednesday, I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus, the voice of the historical black college and university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. As I said, it's a wonderful Wednesday. So what I want you to do is just relax. We're being broadcast on actually three Facebook different pages. But, you know, it's not pages, but it's a vehicle in three mechanical devices we're using. I'm doing it. I'm just trying something new. I got a creative room over here. If you want to hit on the creative room, you can. If you want your picture to be shown, the camera is available. All you have to do is go to that. If I send out a link, check out that link so you can be a part of it on the creative room here of Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith or Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. So excited to have an opportunity just to be here and talk some sports. It is a blessing. You know, we're going through a challenging time in life and to the point where, you know, we have friends and relatives have contracted COVID-19, and things ultimately, if you we give our condolences to you, or we just offer our prayers to you if you're running across a situation where you've lost loved one or a friend to COVID-19. You know, our heart goes out to you, because this is what it's all about when we're dealing with the Smith Way Production Company. It's under the parent company of the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. So it's exciting to be here tonight. We're going to talk some sports. As soon as my crew get a chance to join me, you know, I'm getting so much negative energy tonight, meaning that I'm running into a problem with the technology again. It keeps telling me to reconnect. It keeps telling me due to a poor connection, and it could be because I have several devices working. It's trying to reconnect. So just don't give up on me. Stay with me. Those individuals joining me on my iPad device, and I'll give a shout out to those individuals who's already with me. Thank you so much for taking an opportunity. We have Denise Stephanie. She said she had to step away for a minute. She's from Berkeley, California, but she's always checking us out. She's the founder and the author of the Behind the Mask Ministry out there in Berkeley, California. We have Lynette Favors. Thank you, Lynette, so much for taking time to join us. Thank you for requesting or our request for to be on the FB or a friendship, and you made a point on Facebook to join us. Thank you so much, Shonda Williams. Thank you, Shonda. It is awesome to have you with us again tonight. You know, as you know, Shonda's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, so I have to give her a shout-out, because whenever we have the Divine Nine joining us, we say thank you. Thank you so much. Then we also have Pearl Dean Garden, M. Master of Education. She's a member, if I'm looking at it correct, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Pearl, for joining us. Carol Davis. Thank you, Carol, so much for joining us on a regular basis. We also have my biological youngest sister, that's Yvette Smith, joining us as well. She's on two of the devices as well. Wait for the team to join us. I see that we have one individual which is part of the team, and I'm gonna make him live right now, but I'm going to introduce you in a minute, Coach, but I do want to go through that process of doing what we normally do. We have Lisa Levine joining us out of Boca Raton, Florida. She's also a co-host on our Monday night show, Talking Real to You. She joined me last night on the Dr. Lowe show. And the invitation is always, if you want to be a part of this, you could join and be a part of this anytime you feel comfortable with doing that. Also, we have Mike Sean joining us as well. Then I already mentioned Denise. Now, again, I'm running into these situations where it's kind of jumping in and out of each one of the devices, but I'm trying something very special tonight. But we're going to have an awesome show tonight, I can tell you now. Now, you can go to our call-in number. We'll call it our chat line if you want to talk with us tonight. The chat line is 347-857-4192. And you have something you want to share that's burning, press the number one, and I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll just ask you to make sure you share your name if you feel comfortable, or at least your location. I need to know your location, because I wouldn't know, like, for example, with Denise Stephanie out in Berkeley, California. She's joining us often, so we appreciate it. So I have to know the location, and she shared her name. She's a Facebook friend. Thank you so much as well. So make sure to do it. Then I actually give you comments. Oh, definitely make you want you to offer your expertise. So that's what it is. We want you to chat. We want to have some fun tonight. And, Coach, I know you're on the line, and we're going to make sure we have some fun, because I'm going to introduce you in the way that I always do. And the web link, if you want to hear the show, if you want to go to the internet and listen to the show, that's www.blogtalkradio.com, the Smith Way Production. You can also tweet the show at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. at Lorenza D. Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number one, at Tremaine Edward with the number seven, at Coach underscore L underscore Smith. That's each one of those individuals you can make contact. Let me give a shout out to the team as they gradually join. They normally do that, and I know there's one of my networks is kind of having this challenge, but hold on, it's going to pop back in. That's my prayer that it'll do that. If not, just go and do it again, and you'll have an opportunity to make sure you'll be on one of the networks I have here. Coach Everett, I want you to know that if you want to go to the room where we can see each other, you can go to that, because I sent an invitation out to you as well as to Coach Smith as well as Coach Gilmer. So if you want to go to that, you can be there as well. But we want you to also stay on the line. So if you can work both of them out, that'll be awesome, man. I tell you, I get a chance to see you and you see you smile and see you laugh and just bring about joy. We had a super time with it last night on the Dr. Low Show. All right, let's kind of move forward to introduce those individuals that join us from time to time. And sometimes we'll have a full team. Sometimes it'll just be by myself, or I have another co-host here. We'll just go head-to-head and have an awesome time while we do. Hale's from Central Alabama. She's the lady of the hour. So proud to have her here because she's my daughter, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. She'll tune in a minute. She says she's going to do her best to try to hit it right quick. So she's been trying to jump in, making sure she's on here. Also, Hale from Central Alabama, a young man that he's a millennial, and we're so glad to have him as an expert from time to time, none other than Coach Cameron Gilmer. Hale's from South Central Alabama, retired from the High School Athletic Association in 2018, the man that was second in charge. We're so glad to have him because he's a high school resident expert. He talks high school sports, none other than Coach Touchdown Tony Stallworth. Down on the coast from Fort Walton Beach all the way up to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Troy, Troy to Dothan, then over to our Don King of all things, our radio personality, so glad to have him. None other than Darrell E. Train Elliott. And this last young man, excited and crazy to have him as part of. He is the king. And he's the one with that saying, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And he said a little different, but I want to add a little humor to it. None other from North Alabama, up there right above Huntsville, but coaches in the Huntsville City School System, public school system, none other than Coach Tremaine the King Edwards. How you doing, Coach? Coach, do I have you, Coach?
Dr. Smith, I'm here. I'm here, Dr. Smith.
Hey, man, thank you so much. Man, I'm getting nervous. I'm saying I got all these things working on here tonight. I'm telling you, I got five computers and phones and everything going on tonight. I'm trying to make this thing work, make it do what it do, because that's what Talking Sports is all about. Coach Edwards, thank you for joining us tonight. And we got some hot topics that we're going to talk about on our title, Sports in America is on the Comeback. And it's going to come back whether we like it or not, because it's all about having money. But before we quickly move to specifically talking about that, we want to make sure we kind of share something with you. We want to offer our, you know, our not only our prayers, but our recognition to those individuals who are serving on the front line, those healthcare workers who's out there grinding. Our hashtag for this show is hashtag stay at home and stay alive. If you stay at home and stay alive, got an opportunity, so we won't overwhelm our healthcare people. That's what it's all about. So you need to stay home. I know how hard it is for some of us to stay at home, but I'm asking you to stay at home unless it's essential for you to go out. We're going to give a shout out to our law enforcement, who who's trying to work the streets, trying to keep the streets clear, especially at night, late at night, so our emergency units can get through the various areas that still have curfews on. We want to give a shout-out to them. We're going to give a shout-out to our mental health counselors, social workers, licensed social workers, who's doing an awesome job to deal with the mental health and the wellness of individuals during COVID-19. We're going to give a shout-out to our truck drivers that's bringing the food, bringing the merchandise to our stores, to wherever we're spending our money. You know, we got our stimulus check, some people $1,200, some people got $2,400, some people got $2,400 plus another $1,500. Man, I tell you, they're balling now. And there's a good chance you're going to get another one coming up very soon. So we want to give a shout-out to those individuals in the grocery stores who's working hard. And it's not last, because I give a shout-out to everybody who's essential, but our teachers and educators. We have to give a shout-out, because education was revolutionized, because we moved from face-to-face, which some people said they couldn't operate that way, to virtual learning. You know, I have a lot of calls every now and then. People say, what should I, even family members, my children call and say, what should I do? Should I go to the campus, or should I take it through virtual learning? And I tell them, you know, online, try online. They have no choice. As an educator, you have to make the adjustment. Do you like it or not? It's a great opportunity. That's where education is heading in the 2020s and the 2030s. So get ready. If you're no longer going to be to the point where you have those options to teach that way, then in regards to face-to-face, then you're going to do virtual learning. Give a shout-out to those individuals. It's so important that we do this. All right, Coach, sports in America is on the comeback, and we want to talk about some powerful topics. But before I move toward that, I want to get your thoughts, because I'm going to run some information down. Remember, we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States, all over the country, truly, truly. Today, the APR came out, which is the Academic progress rate for your college Division I schools. You must score 930 and above. And just to give a shout out to the SWAC conference, which received recognition for having 14 schools in the SWAC to receive that recognition of excellence. And we want to make sure we give them a shout out and say, well, God, man, they're doing some great things, you know, within the SWAC. So we want to make sure we highlight those universities and the SWAC, the MEAC, those ones in the Division 1A or FCS, which is football championship division or subdivision. We have Alabama A&M. We want to give a shout out to one of the state universities, the men's tennis team, women's bowling, and women's tennis team scored in the high 10%. Alabama State University, men's tennis team, women's bowling team. We also want to make sure we give a shout out to Grambling, women's cross country team, Jackson State cross-country men's tennis and women bowling, Mississippi Valley University women's tennis team, Prairie View A&M University men's tennis team, Texas Southern University women's golf, UAPB, University of Arkansas Pine Bluff women's cross-country and women's track team. In the MEAC, North Carolina A&T posts the highest progress rate in athletics this year within the MEAC, and they received a $10,000 check to go to their athletic department to continue to improve. Those were the schools that is doing well. Now, if you're going to have schools doing well, we have some schools that are struggling. So let's kind of look at those schools. We have 15 teams that will be ineligible for postseason play this year due to their low academic progress rate. To be able to compete in postseason play in 2021, they must achieve a 930 and above in a four-year average progress or academic progress rate. 4 years, that's an APR. We're going to start off with those schools who banned from postseason play. You have Alabama A&M University, men's basketball, men track and field, women's soccer. Alabama State University, men's basketball, Coffin State, women's track and field, Delaware State, men's basketball, Grambling, men's track and field, Howard University, football, McNeese State, football, Prairie View A&M, football, Southern men's cross country, men's track and field, Stephen Austin, Stephen F. Austin, baseball, football, will not be able to compete in postseason play. You have two levels. If a first time is level one, and this is ASU, Alabama State University, out of the teams I just called, men's basketball, at level one. They mean they'll miss postseason play, or they can forfeit and move it back to next year, which is 2021-22. So they got a choice, okay, because they think they can get it better this year. You have Bethune-Cookman, men's golf, and men's track for level one. Coffin State, again, men's basketball, level one. Prairie View A&M, football and women's basketball. This is their first time being in a four-year span. You also have South Carolina State, women's volleyball. That's level one. Now, the schools that are in level two, very concerning because this is their second time in the last 4 years not meeting the APR. And it's severe. This means that it could be banned and pay major fines. Alabama A&M, men's basketball, men's track and field, and women's soccer. Coffin State, women's track and field. This is level two now. Delaware State, men's basketball. Howard football. Southern, men's cross country, men's track and field. Those are the schools that are dealing with their severe penalties, that if they can't get it right, it's a possibility they can be loss of scholarships, fines, or so. Coach Edwards, you want to share some thoughts in regards to your knowledge in regards to the APR?
So, Dr. Smith, for us right now at Alabama A&M, it's almost a slap in the face, man, because I'm watching it go down. As far as the basketball program, just as many freshmen we bringing in are just as many freshmen that are leaving out of the program. So that's a no-no. And it's all about where they go after they leave. A lot of these jokers are going home and just sitting at the house. So that's why we getting hurt from the APR. But tough, Dr. Smith, but it keep happening consecutively. You got to go at somebody's head. You're going to have to go at your coach's head.
Okay. And I'm with you on that end, Coach, because if every coach on college level promises parents that they're going to put their child – if I send my child to you, you're going to put him in the best academic position. And apparently it's getting to be more focused on these athletics than focused on academics. They don't meet the academic. I want everybody to listen to me just clearly listen to me, whether they're in high school, middle school, or college. There's a score that they must meet. In middle school, if I'm not mistaken, Trey, it may have changed, it's 5 credits, meaning 4 dealing with your 4x4, your math, English, science, and social studies, and you get an elective, but you got to have a 70 overall average based on the high school and the bracket for the grading system is based on that's in some situations to be a D, but that's a C because 70 to 79 is a C. So they have to have that 70 overall average when they average all five of those classes up, but they must pass, listen, they must pass four core classes, which is the four I've mentioned, that are your math, English, science, and social studies. That's middle school. In high school, trade. And one thing, let me add to that, and since we're going to talk about a lot of things, well, this is important right here because we're getting up to the fall, that a student that is promoted from the sixth grade to the seventh grade, if he's promoted and met the school required promotion, is automatically eligible. Coach Elver, you want to share some thoughts, because I know you get some sixth grade to the seventh grade. Is that the way it still stands?
Yes, sir. That's a plus, too. When you get kids that get to that sixth to the seventh grade level, it's a plus because their paperwork is in. But when they're going from the seventh to the eighth grade and so on, it gets tougher as it goes. But you're glad to see them sixth graders that can play. But you got to keep them out of trouble and keep them on path for the seventh grade, eighth grade level. But yes, seventh grade, they automatically are. You're right.
Awesome, awesome. And that's what we got to keep in mind. Academics is required. You can't be a student athlete at any level unless you make sure you focus on academics. So tell your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, your cousins, your nephews, they must meet that average. Only where they're not meeting that average is if they're promoted. That means they got a C average to be promoted. Some of them may have a D, but from the sixth to the seventh grade. But when they're in seventh and eighth grade, they must meet that 5 and 70, four core class. When they move to high school from the eighth to the ninth grade, they're bringing those grades with them. And this is where I always had some troubling point with this right here. Now, they only need to maintain 5 with a 70 to be up to the 7th and the 8th grade. So let me ask you, Coach, you can kind of help me with this, and I really need you. When they go to the 9th grade, when your 8th graders leave you, the eligibility in a high school, is it still based on the 5 and 70 overall average, or it moves up to 6 and 70 overall average?
Still with the 5 and 70. Criteria can't change much for them. The way school works now, Dr. Smith, you rarely see kids that can't get their work. School is different. You rarely see an eligible. Rarely. At all levels. And I'm gonna say that over the state of Alabama, that we gotta take a better initiative with our education system and take it more serious. And stop this passing kids. Dr. Smith, it's hard for kids to fail in school these days. It's hard. Because it's people's jobs on the line, in a sense. When your principal tells you they're trying to stay above an average to receive money to help the school, that's tough, Dr. Smith. Because when I was in school, that wasn't an issue. But you rarely see kids that can't pass a class. Rarely.
Awesome, awesome, Coach. I tell you now, it is, you have an opportunity, because when we're saying you got 5 credits, you look at me, 5 units that you got to score, a combination of 70 overall, and those 4 is math, science, English, and so those core, social studies. Those are core classes, 4x4 schedule. And then they have a field class. A lot of times you count PE. Coach can attest it. A lot of times we count other areas, particularly that we may count band, which is music, choir. They may count that as one. But then most of the time they have a 6 or 7 schedule anyway set up for these students. So they have an opportunity to do it. If they don't get it because they didn't make a great effort, and Coach Everett can attest to they just didn't make no effort, because you can do it. If you better, you hit all 65s in all the other classes and got a 90 in PE in that other class. That's your middle school. In your high school, it moves to when you get into the 9th grade, moving to the 10th grade. It is 6 units successfully passed with a 70 overall average once they add all six of them and form our core curriculum, math, science, English, social studies. They have two others. Most of the time it might be PE. Most of the time it might be a foreign language. It might be another elective, ROTC, and they have to have the same thing. So they have to keep it. Now as you move to college, you have a 930. You have to accumulate up as a team, as a group. That's all your athletes, and it's a 930. So that's so important. You got to keep in mind when they get to college. But before they get there, they have to make sure they have that ACT score, SAT score. You know, and if I'm not mistaken, it's like it grows like 18, maybe 17 or 18. Then if you get higher, and if you was in what we call your fast track, where you're taking advanced classes, your grade point average or your score might not be as high as a person who's taking basic math, but it counts 1.5 more when they count it, when they're looking at it. So it's a way to work with that. So let's keep in mind, you can't go to college and do basket weaving. It don't work no more. You have to maintain. That's why you see a lot of colleges. But this APR is what we're talking about. We want you to be a part of it. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure the chat line is open for you by letting you know the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to share your thoughts and comments and definitely give your location. All right, Coach, we talked about breaking news because that is breaking. That is very much breaking. Now let's move to some of our topics dealing with sports in America is on the comeback. All right. The schools in L.A., we talked a little bit about this last week, Coach. Schools in L.A. County have decided to only have virtual learning in the fall. What effect will that have on the athletics by students not being on campus? You know, what's your thoughts in regard? Is that a good move? Is that a bad move? Is it too early? How do you think, Coach?
Everything is going to be judgmental now, Dr. Smith. Everything is experimental. Things can go up. Things can go down. Like you said, I talk to you every day about this situation. If one or two kids come down with some kind of sickness, they're going to shut it all back down again. So we're on a short leash. Until we get an antidote or vaccine, it's going to be tough, Dr. Smith. But it's all about figuring it out. But like you said, Dr. Smith, everything's right now is experimental. And I don't think there is no wrong choice right now. There is no wrong choice. You got to go out there and see. If they catch it, they catch it. If they don't, they don't. And like you're saying, Dr. Smith, and what a lot of people are saying is they're catching it out the house anyway. We got to give it a try. Let's just give it a try and see what's going to happen. That's all I got.
Awesome, awesome, Coach. I tell you, everybody – and my perspective on that is a little different because I always try to be proactive. That's what life is all about. This is what I'm doing now. All these different networks, and I didn't even say all the networks we have. Let me go back and say that, and that's kind of going back to the beginning. We're using Facebook, which is facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith, which is my handle. And I'm using three of my devices to have Facebook broadcast. So what I want you to make sure you keep in mind is that I'm trying something different. Because normally I used to have Instagram, and in that Instagram situation, I will also have that added to it. But I'm trying something different. Now, I use an Instagram that's Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15, and I gave you information on Blog Talk Radio. But we're trying to use you're just using some knowledge we have here. I'm even moving to creating that room, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto room, and I'm trying to have so you could call in, and if you want your picture seen on Facebook, if you got a problem with it, fine. If you don't, you can do it like you want to do. You can type in your comment, and you'll have a great opportunity to be seen, and you can see me, and we'll talk, and we'll chat back and forth. That's what we're trying to do, move into the future. All right, let me kind of move to that. I'm a little proactive. I'm a little different because, you know, I've seen a lot of things in life, and being prep is one of the things I always want. You know, I think when you prepare to your best, but you don't, an old favorite saying, piss poor preparation give you piss poor results. I like to go on a whim. And that's why I'm more in line with people making decisions now how they're going to do things in a month or two. Because this is when you normally do, because when the summer end, I mean, when the spring ends, you're planning for the fall. You're not really planning for the summer. People got to remember that. Summer school is an advantage to most folks. It's an advantage. So this school, these schools, which is consist of about 1 million students, if I'm not mistaken, in Los Angeles County, they have made the decision to not have face-to-face. Now, if you're going to allow them to, you know, what you can't do, allow them to still come and play football, that's fine. However, you have to make a decision. That's where I am with it because of the situation. I'm going to put something close to home, and I want the trade to keep in mind is, you know, individuals that like the University of Alabama. I love Alabama. I love the University of Alabama. I love me saving that team. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to bite my tongue about that. Coach Edwards know how I feel. We got our Smith family always associated with always going to Alabama, you know. But one of the things that happened today was breaking news today that they are renovating the stadium, Brian Dennis Stadium. I don't know whether you heard this or not, Coach. And the workers from Cardell Construction out of Montgomery, over 10 to 15 of them, have tested positive for coronavirus that's working on that stadium. You say, what that have to do with the University of Alabama? We have to keep in mind they contracted that some way, and they're trying to map it down. You know where they're mapping it down to? The restaurant that they was eating at, which is across the street from the stadium. This is the news we get. It's, you go to AOL.com, I mean AL.com, not AOL, AL.com, or you can go to the Tuscaloosa News. It is being tracked down to across the street where they was going to eat. It started with maybe one, now it's up to 15, almost 20, and it's about to shut the project down, which is $1 million, a multi-million dollar project. I don't know if you heard that, Trey, or not. This is how fast this thing can grow, people. That's what I want you to think about. So if you don't be proactive and make decisions to save lives, you can be in that situation where this person has a deadline to meet, but he's not going to be able to meet that deadline. First of all, he got to make sure all his people are clear to be able to work on that in that situation. That's how serious. I wanted to bring it home to you since everybody thinks it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Stay at home and stay alive. That's our hashtag. Coach Trey, you want to share some thoughts about that? Because that's how easy it could be with a football team. That's how easy it could be with a band. When you get a lot of people gathered together and you don't know who carrying the virus, because some people might sick, but they are carriers. And that's what happened. Someone, they tried to map it out in the restaurant, was working on somebody in the restaurant when they going over there to eat their dinner or eating their lunch. But they actually got them staying up in Tuscaloosa. This is how quick it can happen, people. Coach Trey, you want to share some thoughts on it?
First thing, now, you know, I'm a fan of the stay home and stay alive. But like you said, some people have to work. Like you just said, they have $1 million project they have to do. Now, me being a boss, we're not sitting in a restaurant. Knowing what's going on, knowing where I'm from, which is a hot spot, like 11 other cities, Montgomery, Alabama is a hot spot. Everybody knows that. If I wanted to take care of my crew, we wouldn't have sat down in that restaurant. We would have ate in our trucks. We would have took it to our hotel room. Point blank. And Dr. Smith, I'm sitting up here, and I look at the people that are out, and like you said, sitting in the restaurants and eat. That's not a good idea, Dr. Smith. And like you said, if my crew would have had that, we wouldn't have known where it came from, because it wouldn't have been from Tuscaloosa. If I'm going to have one person deliver the food, it's precautions that could have been taken, Dr. Smith. Like you said, Dr. Smith, they eased up their guard, and it popped them in the face, and it popped them hard. So if I'm having a business or anything, but like you said, like I just said, you have to go out there and learn how to do it first before you get it right. That's exactly what I'm saying with this college football. They're gonna have to come out there and get popped in the face a couple of times, a couple of outbreaks. And like you said, if he was being proactive as a boss, that wouldn't have happened. Because I know that wouldn't have happened with your crew. They'll work, they'll go home. They'll work, they'll go in their hotel and eat. Like, that's the time you got, like you said, being proactive to not contract that virus. That was efficient. I can go across the street. We'll just go across the street and eat in there. There's other people sitting down in it. And it popped them. That's all I got to say, Doc.
Yeah, and to add, and Trey's on the right track. Coach Trey's on the right track. But we had to keep. We had to look at beyond what happened. Is that the truth of this matter? People, we don't understand. Just that example I gave is they went there to eat and contracted it. This not saying they contracted it there that restaurant. One of the restaurants. They could have contracted it at the hotel. I'm looking at the magnitude of it. That's what I want everybody to look at. Not where they contracted, it's how quick it ran through and up to 15 or 20 or 30 people of their staff, of their team that's working up there. That's what we got to start looking at. And that's what I'm saying. Are we willing? And I know we want to get $95 million in football with the SEC. I know we want to get this money. But are we willing? Or how are we going to deal? That's why we hadn't had no major decision about how we going to do this and how we're going to deal with it, because if, just like in that case, it could have been one person contracted, but he infected all the other people. That's what coronavirus is all about. It ain't like just a flu. We got to think way beyond that. And I want everybody to keep that in mind, man. Is one person could be a carrier within your group. One player can affect all 100 of those other players and classmates. And I know we said, I agree, we have to see if it's going to work, but are we willing to go to that point for the money? If you take the money out and you're making it for another reason, I don't have a problem with it. But it's only for the money I have a problem with. I don't think lives is worth money. I just don't think that. So I was using that as a good example how quick it can spread. Now, just remember, we ain't heard this yet. Who said they didn't go home for the weekend? Those 10 or 15 people. Now we talk about families contracting COVID-19. That's how serious this is. And I want y'all to talk to your people. Let them know. Stay out of these places, because you don't have an understanding. These people have no understanding. I don't care what they say and tell you. They don't have an understanding. And this can affect sports. And it's going to come back, but it can be the first wipeout, going to wipe it all out. And never, I don't think that team ever thought, Coach Trey, that they was going to go there and have to be off their jobs. Person in charge never thought that, because that puts his project behind. So, and he's getting $1 million+ for it. So we have to, this is the kind of thing, that's how close to where money is more important. He can't make them go out there and work, because they got to go quarantine for 14 days. Are you going to be able to find somebody you can count on to make up for those 25 people or more? Because this is more than 15. You just can't find anybody to do that. So this is what I want us to draw that into athletics too. Think about it. Just put it in there. Think about it. It's not just one player. It's going to be many more once the first one that carrying that sneeze or the droplets get out. that team, and if you haven't played two games, that means every other team you played before then, gonna have to shut it down. People can't, and that's the talk about let's shut it down and take that play off. You just can't take that one play off. You got to test everybody to make sure this is where we are in COVID-19. All right, Coach, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure you be a part of this discussion. Give us your thoughts. We're both sharing our opinion of it. That don't need to be your opinion. You can share your opinion. When you press 1, I will make sure I identify your last four digits of cell or telephone number. Then I'll quickly ask us to give a name or location if you choose to. We love to have the location. We'll get a name off of your comments. All right, Coach, let's kind of move to our next topic in regards to the contingency plan that we think would be best. And I'll kind of start off with it. And I think you shared with some ideas with me, and I do appreciate that. That was in regards to the High School Athletic Association, where they're trying to move the season back. Normally, it started August the 17th, playing games, August 25th. They're trying to move the season back to the point where it might be later in September, because even school is talking about starting, in some suggestion, after Labor Day. So that would be a part of the contingency plan. Then it was also, as you shared with the coach, and I want you to share with all of our listeners, what's the next step that could be the best or could be a proven contingency plan for football this fall? Coach, you want to share that after moving the season back? What can happen to make sure we have a season to get to playoff?
Big thing, Dr. Smith, the point of moving the season back is time. They're buying time to see something, to see if they can get the antidote, to see if they can get a vaccine. It's time. It's all about time right now. Like, I'm looking at the colleges. I think the colleges will be pushed back, too. So it's all about time. So right now, Alabama High School Association is trying to buy time before they make a major decision. They don't want to make any major decision that's going to come back and bite them, like I just said. They're trying to be proactive to the situation, but they're still trying to get these kids an opportunity to play. That's the key. Now, like we're saying, Dr. Smith, we are as mature adults, and I'm going to say this, Dr. Smith, the kids don't take it seriously. Like you're saying, even when it was lockdown, I ride to go to the grocery store, I see kids in the neighborhood riding around on bikes, going to each other's house, bikes in front of somebody's house. So that's an initiative you have to take as a parent to get control over. But like you said, all will come into play when these leagues start, these little leagues start, without them little kids, with their parents out there. You can only social distance so much, Dr. Smith. You can't social distance to the fact where they're not going to be there and they kid out there on the field. The only other thing they're going to have is they sitting in the cars and watching the game. That's the only thing other than them being there 50 feet around, social distance, but that's not going to work. That's point blank. So, like you said, protect yourself if you have to go out there. If you don't have to go out there, don't go. But it's going to be tough, and it's more mental. I'm going to say that. You know, this whole situation is mental with kids. It's mental. They're weak-minded, and once things don't go their way, it's over with. They don't see a point of living. Like, it's mental. And you know, it's drastic, like an injury. Like, it's going to almost go like a injury to put your career on the line. Because I've had a talk with a coach, and this was his words. Talking to him about recruiting. And he said, well, if we haven't contacted a kid before his senior year, he's probably not going to get contacted by D1. Now, a lot of kids don't hear that, Dr. Smith. They don't hear that. They thinking I can go out there my senior year and get a D1 scholarship. That's very rare, Dr. Smith. That's very rare. If you get those D1 offers, unless you have just had a hell of a season or exceptional well season, That's very rare. But these guys that are getting those D1 offers have been contacted already. They already been contacted by they sophomores and junior Steve. So if you say we ain't gonna play, we're gonna cut out, just like I'm gonna give you another example, Doctor. The March Madness. That killed a lot of them college teams, them college juniors. Even though the NCAA is granting them another year of eligibility. But that devastated them not to be able to finish their season. I know a lot of guys that graduated seniors. What do they do now, Dr. Smith? Them guys, they go to the SWAT school, like Alabama State or Texas Southern, in the SWAT. You see what I'm saying? What do they do, Dr. Smith?
Get a job.
And you know, as a coach, you say, how do I hold these jokers and still recruit? So it puts everything in a bind. It's a chain effect. Everything is a chain effect. But some guys got to bite the bullet. If it wipes us out, it wipes us out. Like as far as eligibility and kids at school, as far as your seniors. But
You got to bite the bullet. Kind of add to what the association hopefully will do. They're waiting time out. They're talking about June 8th is a possible start for training, but it can only be 10. But let's move to the season. I think something, Coach, you shared with me about down to 7 games, playing 7 high school games, and going to the playoffs. So if they move it back to September, starting the end of September, and play through October, and see it go straight to the area. That's a contingency plan that is being offered at the high school level. Also on the college level, you also got conferences beginning to talk about that. And I know what everybody say, it's easier. People got to realize it's easier to go out here and have that optimism, being optimistic about the season instead of being pessimist. But the point is, be realistic. If you can't guarantee a parent or guarantee people that they're going to be safe, you're going to have a challenge because you got to offer them something. You can't just tell them that, I don't care if the college players are. You got to tell these people something that can guarantee these individuals to being safe. So they need to come up with a plan, too. If you can't start, because I think Vanderbilt president or somebody said that July, or even the Big 12 said July would be about where you need to be. About time to get this started. So that means the season's going to move back. It's going to have to be. That's a contingency plan on a college level. There's nothing wrong with that. If you don't play for 7 or 8 games, so what? You know, like Coach just said, if you sitting around waiting on a scholarship for that last year, now, for those schools that play at a, and they got so many of these athletes like the University of Alabama, Clemson, some kids don't get on the field until their junior year. Well, you're going to have to use that junior year to play like hell, to be honest. You got to play the top level to be and show. And then if you get an opportunity to get drafted. Sometimes we have to consider lives first, and that's what we're talking about, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about saving lives, talking about staying alive, and that's what it's all about. It ain't all about the money. If it's all about the money, then we're in bad shape as a cultural people anyway. And the people keep, what do they say up at the top? I don't care what they say at the top. You make a decision for your folks out here at the bottom. Because ain't nobody going to determine how they're not going to be able to put any of your people in the ground, and I'm not being negative. I'm telling you, you have to make decisions as parents. You have to make decisions as family members, whether or not you want to take that chance. Now, if you take that chance, don't start pointing finger at somebody else. If you decide not to play, let your child play, it's okay. It ain't the end of the world. You know, don't get upset. You got to make the right decision. Yeah, the child's gonna be upset, but as long as you take the right decision, but if you're the parent, the custodial parent, you have to make decisions. Don't let nobody convince you of that. If you're not safe, and think about a kid thinking about that when they go out on the field. Think about a grown man thinking about that as a professional. We got a lot going on with safety now. It ain't just simply go out there and play and hope something don't happen. You can't go on hope, because hope will call your lies and call the very person you calls the very person you're not comfortable with, you know, very person you think won't happen, you know, like Rudy Gobert, you know, they only had to make it through it, but they had to do the process of quarantine. Think about that. And that's my only thing. That's what contingency plan you have. Push it back is fine because you can play. If you said the money hurts because you're going to have basketball, you got money this year, whatever money you got made off, you got to use it and use it wisely in basketball. So we have to be smart. We got to move in the right direction. You know, 80% of the college players are African American. You know, we have to make decisions now and don't be afraid to make the decision. Don't run behind the almighty bus that you forget about the lives of the people that you're responsible for, because you are responsible for your son, your daughter, and your cousin, your nephew. You have to deal with that. So let's keep that in mind. That's just my spin on it. Coach, we're going to quickly get off here because we got about 5 minutes and move to talking a little bit about the High School Athletic Association. I noticed and I was hoping Coach Stallworth would come on and share some things. Do you have any information about, because most high schools going to fall in the same realm of everything, when they are talking about if they start up June the 8th, what exactly is going to be available for these parents so they have a clear understanding about sending their child to that school to participate or get ready to participate? What is the ruling or what are the thoughts you had they've been sharing in regards to the high school and the middle school with the summer opportunity? I'm not going to say workouts. I'm going to say opportunity. Can you share some thoughts on that right quick?
Yeah, Dr. Smith. From what I heard, I talked to my AD about what we can do, what we can't do. As of right now, if you're doing anything with a coach on the field, it's illegal. There will be still fines coming out. There will be some jobs taken coming out. But anything that people are doing now, if your son, I'm talking to the audience now, if your son is going to an organized practice or workout where their head coach is anywhere on the premises, that is illegal right now. If your son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter is out there on anybody's field that's affiliated with any school system, that's illegal. You're trespassing. It's a lot going on, Dr. Smith. It's a lot of people trying to get ahead of the gun. Just be patient, man. Let's get through this together, and we'll play on the gridiron. We'll play on the court. But as of right now, anything that you do, organize, work out, or anything, if your coach is in attendance, it is illegal.
And to add and help Coach in regards to not helping, because he has all the knowledge, he's the king. But it's called a dead period. You cannot be on any high school campus, any middle school campus, in the gym, in the weight room, out on the field, until it is officially made by June the 8th. And Coach Edwards, as well as myself, have witnessed people already out there not practicing any safety. They're just out there, got kids lined up with right behind each other, running 40-yard dash, in the gym having trials.
Dr. Smith, what they doing? They lined up.
They lined up in a line running one by one on a 40-yard dash on a football field. You don't supposed to be on that field because school properties are not open. When they close the schools down with COVID-19, until your superintendent say the schools are available for workout, open again, which is supposed to be June 8th in the state of Alabama, you shouldn't be out there. If your child tell you he's going to work out, tell him no, because it is not going to be a joke when coronavirus or COVID-19 is contracted out there working out without a specific rules. There are some rules and going to be in place. Nothing official, but all the coaches should get them, and they can only go June the 8th, and they can only work in a group of 10. And they got to sanitize that weight room. They got to sanitize it. Don't get caught, and I'm going to tell somebody, Trey, you can kind of bounce with this. Don't get caught sending your kid to a trainer or fitness person and say he was out on the field. Nobody should be on the field. Nobody should be on the property or any high school as long as COVID-19 is here, until you get clearance from your superintendent, your state superintendent. Coach, you want to share some thoughts on that?
Like you said, Dr. Smith, like you said, safety is important. I know these kids antsy. I know these kids trying to get out there. I know these trainers, they're eager to get to work. Just be patient. That's the key right now. Let's be patient. Let's see what goes on. When they make the decision, let's go from there. Let's don't let this cost our season later on down the road. Let's don't let this cost your child life later on down the road. And you know, Doctor, I'm looking at injury. Don't let yourself get injured. And you got to explain to your coach how you got injured. I got injured working out with Coach Buck during the COVID-19 shutdown. I mean, that's devastating. So just be patient and wait for this to clear, and we'll roll. We go by the rules. If it's, like I said, Dr. Smith, once you take the chance, when they enable you to. Right now, they're not enabling you to. So just be patient. Do what you're supposed to do. Sit at home, watch the TV, watch the old football game, watch YouTube, get you some technique, go out there in your yard yourself. Work on your technique. Work out yourself. I see guys working out by themselves all the time. And like you said, Dr. Smith, Zoom is an excellent workout tool if you're a coach and you got kids. Call them kids on Zoom and tell them what to do. That's all you got to do, Dr. Smith. You can see everybody on Zoom. Up to 50 people in a box. You can throw them jokers in there and you can tell them what to do. They ain't got to go out there and be in a straight line, Dr. Smith. And be running for it. They run for it in the yard.
Exactly, Coach. And that's what it's all about, being informed, being proactive. And a lot of your experts are being more a reactive situation right now. Why I say that, because we got behind the eight ball from the beginning. Now we're trying to build this airplane against COVID-19 to fight this battle while it's in flight. It's not, you have to make decisions. Keep informed yourself about what's going on dealing with athletics, because sometimes your child or your family member interest is not at everybody's heart. And I'm not taking a shot at anybody personal. Everybody's all about winning sometimes, but mine is all about life. I want them to win at life. I want them to be around. This is not to interfere. And you might be saying, oh, man, you don't know what you're talking about. If you're listening to me, I'm telling you, we have no understanding. I used that situation up at the stadium, up at University of Alabama, Brian Dennis Stadium, where you got employees that's billing. These people don't work for the University of Alabama. They are contracted there. You got almost 15 to 20, almost 25 testing positive for coronavirus who was working on the stadium. And they didn't have it. They wasn't aware they had it. But once one of them got sick, and they don't know where they contracted. But we got to keep that in mind. Love our people. Make sure we make sure things happen. Hashtag stay alive. Hashtag stay alive now. Stay home and stay alive. That's what it's all about. Coach, you want to share the last few words and then we'll close out, but we got to give a shout out before you do it. Coach, let me give a shout out to these people because I want to make sure you're here before you shut it down. You got Tanya Harris joining us. We got John Blackman joining us. Thank you, John. Courtney Dad, thank you so much. My cousin Coretta Barlow, thank you. Our cousin. Then we have a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Talisa Clark. Thank you, Talisa. We have Vendetta Thomas. Thank you. Mike, is it Sean? Mike, help me out on that one to make sure I'm saying it right. You have Yvette Smith. That's Wendy, our biological sister, your auntie Trey. We have Carol Davis. She's joining us as well. Pearl Dean Gardner, Master of Education. She's joining us as well. Remember, and I'm looking, and I'm going to say that's Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Denise Stephanie joining us as well out of Berkeley, California. Shonda Williams joining us out of Montgomery, and she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. We also have Lynette Favors. Thank you, Lynette. And those are the individuals joining us on Facebook. We didn't have Instagram tonight. Then we also had Lisa Levine, our co-host on our Monday night show, was joining us as well, but we had some trouble with one of our devices. It kept trying to reconnect. So we had a great and awesome night tonight. Coach Trey, you want to say some last words before I get ready to get us out of here?
Glad to be here with you, Dr. Smith, tonight. Stu, let's hope and pray. Let's stay safe. Let's stay still. Let's make this thing shake, Dr. Smith, so we can have a season for these kids. If y'all do what y'all supposed to do, we should have one. Other than that, Dr. Smith, we good. I'm ready to roll. Y'all have a great night.
Awesome, Coach. Thank you so much. I mean, we're always glad to have the King with us. He shared some awesome information. We're just giving you some information on how to deal with COVID-19 with your athletics. Yes, sports in America is on the comeback was the title of the show, but it can come back if we do what we're supposed to do. Numbers are rising in specific places. 11 hot spots in the country, and Montgomery, Alabama is one of the hot spots for COVID-19. Numbers are growing tremendously. Check on your family. Tell them you love them. The hashtag we always have is just stay at home, stay alive. Second hashtag, you know, make sure you keep on grinding. That's what it's all about. Keep on grinding. Keep the message out. Tell them, make sure you follow the rules. Make sure you follow the laws. Don't just run out because it's open to be out. To have fun and be in gatherings where you shouldn't be because you don't know where that person been. Even as a family member, I'm telling you, you don't know because they've been around somebody and they may be walking in a carrier. Make sure you also, last hashtag is communicate for understanding. But last but not least, as we always get to the point, you know, I want you to make sure you tell your family member this because it's so important. Because I have to tell mine as well. I want to give a shout out to Jennifer Edwards, the mother of Coach Tremaine King Edwards. She's joining us as well. Let me make sure that she's my sister. So proud. I tell her, keep her head up, keep grinding, because we love you very much. Sis, make it do what it do like you're capable of doing now. Keep the smile on your face. It's all about God. He got us. And just do that. So as we said, it's been an awesome night tonight. So as we close it out, I want you to keep in mind that when you love somebody, you know, God have an opportunity to just let you grow in that love. Your love is to our Almighty God, our Lord and Savior. Have love for him, and it gives you the opportunity to love family members and love your friends. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm so happy God has blessed me with the love. And I want to share it with you, and I share it at the end of my shows always. And as I always tell you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. So what I'm going to ask you to be blessed and looking for the best days and think they're yet to come. We don't want to write to this music, but we want you to have a
you may think
night,
that it's over,
back on Friday,
that your life is done.
Calling with the doctor. Talking about some hot topics.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best. As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet. people told you you ain't true enough.
You ain't seen your best
day. Oh, well, my brother. What you know? Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time.
Oh.